some of the things that we were recapping, in case you missed it, from the news conference. And there'll be more of that during the course of the week about some of the things that Sark has talked about. And you know, he talked about cleaning up the penalties that really had been kind of hurting the team in practice. He said, you know, that's got to be something we do smart. He said we have to practice smarter in order to make sure those things don't wind up being a factor in the game. And he talked about the jumps into the neutral zone in plus territory or false starts, those kinds of things, not to mention the DPIs, defensive pass interference calls. That was one thing that came up with as well. He also pointed out that it was going to be important when he was asked about, I think it was Cedric Golden asked him from the Austin American Statesman, asked him about the second half leads getting away from Texas. He said because it's a thing right now, you know, because of the way that has happened. And he said, you know, there has to be a level of consistency with the play. And I thought it was pretty interesting the way he described it. He said, I can show the guys, he said, tape. I mean, it's obviously video cut up now. He said, I can show the guys video of a play made in the first quarter where everybody's flying to the football, as he likes to say, populating the football. They're getting around the ball. And everybody's closing in on it, making the tackle. Even the guys who are not making the tackle, closing in all making the tackle. So everybody around the football, what's that old phrase, party at the football, that kind of thing, getting around the ball. Then there'll be a similar play, you can show them in the fourth quarter, where maybe two guys are trying to make the play, and there's three other guys in the pretty close vicinity, but they're kind of, in the soccer parlance, ball watching, so to speak. They're not, or basketball uses that as well, ball watching, like on the offensive side. Not getting enough, not being in position, and not finishing to make the play. He said that's one of the areas they have to clean up. He said we've got to practice smarter to do that. Got to clean that up in practice as well. Talked about the health injury, as I mentioned, and also about what they're going to do during this bye week. They're doing some community service things today. They were off from the practice field this week, but then they're going to go three straight days of practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then he was asked about, you know, what he did. I think it was Kirk Bowles asked him, you know, do you watch games or this or that? And he said some of that. But mainly we're going to encourage him, spend time with your families. Get with your loved ones, you know, and do that. And if you, yeah, pay attention to what else is going on, the other game things. But then come back ready to go on Sunday and then get in that full week of work getting ready for Kansas State. And again, in case you didn't hear, we do not yet know the start time for that game in Manhattan at K-State. The television networks, no surprise about this at all. They're going to exercise another one of the, as I call it, the dreaded six-day selection window where they wait until a week before to decide. So Texas won games that the television networks will, the Texas K-State game, will wait until at least Saturday night, if not Sunday morning, to announce the start time of that game in Manhattan a week from this Saturday. All right, there's our Longhorn Notebook. We'll be back to wrap up today's edition of Light the Tower coming up on the Horn.